Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him. It is the city that gave rise to him.
Here in New Jersey, we know that this nation has not ever been, nor will it ever be, ruled by kings.
We stood tall and we stood firm in response to Donald Trump's recklessness.
Yeah, that's Gavin Newsom. Look, everything is about Trump for them. The guy who is the communist that wins the mayoral race in New York City doesn't care about the people in New York City. Right away, he pivots to Trump. It's all about Trump. Dwayne Patterson is with us with HotAir.com, the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. How are you, Dwayne Patterson? Was it a bloodbath, or are we reading too much into the results? I always think that we overestimate and underestimate some of these things, but I can't wait to hear your take this afternoon. How you doing?
Oh, it was not a very good night at all for Republicans. But, I guess the way I look at it is the one thing about Donald Trump, and I have said this about Donald Trump for 6-7 years, that the biggest voter turnout model for the Republican Party is Donald Trump. The biggest turnout model for Democrats is Donald Trump.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you see
I think what you saw out of this is you saw a lot of people, if the exit polling turns out to be kind of accurate for how people were feeling in New Jersey, in Virginia, what a lot of people were thinking is we really want the bad people to be removed, all the drug dealers and all the fentanyl and all the bad stuff about immigration. We like the border closed, and we like all the bad people and all the criminals being taken out, but they don't like grandmas. They think they bought into the bit that Donald Trump is being too mean about it.
Right.
And that's what they don't like, and that's what the suburbs voted. They think Donald Trump's being too mean about it.
Well, women in particular, I mean, these are pretty staggering numbers. Young women, you know, 18 to 29, they went 81% for Mamdani, 80% for Cheryl in New Jersey, 78% for Spanberger. So young women came out in many of these situations. Now, you know our friend David Strom at HotAir.com. I liked what David said about this. He kind of summed it up this way. What does it all mean, right? What are the lessons? This is what I want to find out from you this afternoon. He goes, Democrats first. Democrats are fine with politicians who talk about killing Republicans. I don't think that's deniable. Second, voters respond to economics more than rhetoric. And while the economics of Democrats don't add up, economic anxiety means people want to change or a change. Third, the young are truly, madly, deeply stupid and ill-educated. I think we're going to have to agree on that one. Fourth, young women. Well, it's obvious that there's a mental health crisis. Hopefully it will burn itself out somehow.
Well, and I agree with a lot of that. Where I would disagree with David Strom is if you look at what happened in New York, who voted for Mamdani? Where he actually scored was with the educated college elites, right?
Yep.
That's who voted for him. If you look at one of the strongholds for Andrew Cuomo, and I'm not defending Andrew Cuomo about anything politically, he was just the least worst option from my perspective. But if you look at the pockets where Cuomo performed the best, it was with the uneducated working class.
Yeah.
Which is kind of counterintuitive.
And we also learned that even if Curtis Sliwa pulled out of that race, it wouldn't have made any difference.
It wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Whatsoever.
So it would have been nice if there would have been some momentum there and it could have been closer, but it looked like there was just a buzzsaw all the way around. And look, the one thing about the Democrats that you can say, and I've said this about them for a while too, they're still going to win elections. They're still going to be a regional party, and they're going to win in pockets where they need to win. Now, I take the caution that a lot of lower down-ticket races in, you know, Virginia House delegate seats and in Pennsylvania House seats, there were some flips that Donald Trump performed very well last year that kind of sprung back again this year. Democrats do well in special and off-year elections. They always have. Republicans don't turn out for the little ones as much as they turn out for the big ones. Is this necessarily something that is a canary in the coal mine for 2028 or the 26 midterms? It can and it might if the economic conditions don't continue to improve.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Look, my advice is, and this is where I, even as a person who comments on politics, I want to be careful because it's easy to knee-jerk the day after the election, and I'm sure you saw what J.D. Vance said today, and he was trying to keep, you know, heads calm, and I think that the messaging there was right. He says, idiotic to overreact to a couple of elections in blue states, but a few thoughts. And he talked about Scott Pressler, who really turned Pennsylvania red in the last election. He made some other points as well. But my point would be, and I've used Cori Bush as an example here in St. Louis, Dwayne, because I always said she was the gift that keeps on giving for Republicans. And to a certain extent, Mamdani is going to be that guy now for Republicans, but I don't think we should overestimate the gift that he is to the GOP because of the economic angle of this story. And we don't know where we're going to sit a year from now with this midterm election or next summer where things are going to be. We've seen these news cycles move so quickly that anything could happen. But of course, this is where Republicans are disadvantaged even more. What you said about where women were kind of, you know, convinced that Trump was the mean guy on immigration or whatever, that's driven by the media coverage. And that ain't going to change.
100%.
Right. But that's not going to change. They're always going to go to that angle of the story. So then where does that put Republicans a year from now when maybe the economy is a little bit shakier? It's impossible to tell, but there's a lot of factors working at the same time.
Well, there is, and a lot of those factors are ongoing right now. Yesterday, in the Senate conference luncheon, it went 3 extra hours because it was reported by Axios and Punchbowl News, Jake Sherman's outfit. It was reported that up to 12 senators on the Democratic conference were looking to peel off and come out with some kind of way out of the box canyon on the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the wipeout was bad enough. They started to believe their own press on this, that it was that good for them, that now there's talk that, hey, maybe we can just keep this shut down indefinitely. We'll just do this indefinitely. Meanwhile, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, announced, an hour ago, that 10% of U.S. air traffic, U.S. airspace, is essentially going to be reduced, meaning as of this weekend, they will not have the staffing available to patrol 100% of U.S. airspace. So basically, we're just going to start slicing away at 10% of available flights. Now, tell me what that's going to do.
That's significant. Yeah, it's going to be a mess. But who's going to get the blame? All right. So here's President Trump. He is with. In fact, I think they're airing it right now. Brett Baer.
Is there a deal that can be made to end this government shutdown in your mind?
Well, I think the Democrats have become radicalized. I think, you know, this never happened before. They always extend. You know, an extension is very easy. It's done all the time. You extend, sometimes you extend four or five times. I mean, they become radicalized lunatics, actually, in a true sense. They should automatically extend, and we will make a deal as soon as they do. As soon as they do, we'll make a deal.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that's frustrating here. John Thune has been consistent. The speaker's been consistent that we'll talk about the Obamacare subsidies. This is on the table, but we got to get the government back open. Now we're up against the next deadline. Even if we opened the damn thing up 37 days ago, we'd be up against another CR.
So, in a week, right.
Yeah. So Brian Kilmeade told me earlier this afternoon, he feels like this is going to get wrapped up here because of some of the things that you were talking about. I think some of these Dems are getting nervous, but maybe things change because of the results.
Right. I know there's a lot of the radical side that are thinking, hey, this is working. You know, let's keep this going a little while longer because, you know, Trump's going to pay the price for it. It'll help us in the long run. No, it's not going to help them in the long run. It's going to hurt the country in the long run. And eventually, you're going to start seeing people that have had enough of this. The unions are done with this. The American Federal Government Employees Union, the Teamsters, have already basically told the Democrats, knock this off, end it now. And if they don't, well, then as far as us helping you in the primaries, as far as helping or us helping turn out the vote, as far as us giving you money, that's going to end.
Right.
Because we want this to end, and you're not listening to us. So the moderate, if you want to call it in air quotes, the moderate Democrats, these 12 that are rumored to be trying to look for the exits, they're the ones that are worried about the money flow changing, because that will affect them greatly.
So a lot of the things from last night kind of make sense to me because they're blue states. I've heard some folks try to label Virginia as purple. I, despite Glenn Youngkin's win 4 years ago, I don't see that as a purple state. But, you know, the one thing that still baffles me, and I'd love your thoughts on this, and maybe this shows that, you know, being someone who encourages violence on your political opponents is a lesser evil than President Donald Trump, because that's how they voted in Virginia. The Jay Jones thing blows me away that people still, with all those text messages being exposed, they still choose that guy over a Republican.
Yes. Now, what I will say about that is we thought going in that if Spanberger beat Winsome Sears by 5 or 6 points, something like that, he could probably do a ticket split. You could rationally expect a ticket split of maybe 8, 9, 10%, and he would be able to survive and maybe win by a couple. So what ended up happening is Spanberger ended up winning it by what, 12, 13?
Yeah, about 13
something
points.
Like that,
right?
And there still was almost a 10-point ticket split, but it was there was just no way. I mean, in all practical way, you're not gonna survive on a ticket that where the top of it you lose by 12,
no,
13.
No, you're right. That is not going to happen. So what does this all mean moving forward for Republicans in your mind? Because obviously there's always going to be an overreaction. I did like what J.D. Vance had to say. You know, he basically said, and this is, I think, the message of this election, economics, again, he said, we need to focus on the home front. The president has done a lot that has already paid off in lower interest rates and lower inflation, but we inherited a disaster from Joe Biden, and Rome wasn't built in a day. And all that is true. Look, I'll tell you, here in the Midwest, you guys got a different situation in California. We got low gas prices. Eggs are cheaper. I mean, the economy, and we live in a very affordable place, so the affordability issue doesn't come up quite as much here in the St. Louis region because you can still afford to rent an apartment and do things like that. But when you have Democrats making some of the promises that they're making, and politicians always do that, what happens when Mamdani can't come through with all of these promises? I'm sure the media will treat him exactly the way they treat Donald Trump.
Where is the affordability problem? It's in California. It's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's in Virginia. It's in New York State. That's where the affordability problem is. And now they own it. Now I'm not looking for the media to come down on it. But where Republicans go from here? Look, it goes back to the James Carville principle, right? It's the economy, stupid. he did a lot of great things and has done a lot of great things on foreign policy and solved wars, and the Middle East thing is starting to plane out. I mean, there's still a lot of problems with it, but he's done a lot of good things. It's been a great term for the last year, but he needs to spend a lot more time doing more economic development and getting more people hired. I know there's a lot of factories being built right now in all sorts of pockets of the country. That needs to continue. And if we can get interest rates lowered a little bit and get the economy really firing in all cylinders by mid-next year, there's no reason that Republicans are going to go in not having a very heavy hand to play in the midterms. But right now you're in that transition period and people don't like change.
Yeah, well, and that's where, I mean, I think you're almost set up for the Republicans not having a good night in, you know, the midterms a year from now, because that's historically how things go. I feel like there's so many things that could potentially happen between now and then. Look, I really want this to be a big celebration for the sesquicentennial. It'll be very interesting to see how we all, as a society that mostly hates each other now, react to that next year. I think that's going to be fascinating.
I'm looking at this too. The 9/11 memorial in 2026. That's going to be the 25th anniversary of 9/11,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In Lower Manhattan, with Mom Donnie presiding over that. That's going to be a real banger, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. I mean, there's all kinds of implications like that. Look, even in New York, we talked about this with Brian earlier. You're going to have police officers fire.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Firefighters are going to say, we're not going to work under these conditions. People who are on the cusp
of retirement. Right?
Yes.
You saw the news today, right?
Yeah.
The New York Fire Department commissioner, who happens to be Jewish, handed in his resignation today.
Yeah, Brian brought that up earlier. Yeah. And then he thinks maybe the police commissioner might do the same thing.
Yep. Yep. Because for obvious reasons, the cover of the New Yorker, for crying out loud, the cover of the New Yorker, they dropped for what it's going to be for next week's issue. And it's a subway train with all of the coalition groups and Zohran Mamdani on it. And no kidding, it's a cartoon's New Yorker cover, but there is a Hasidic Jew behind Zohran Mamdani, and he literally has his back to the one Jew that's on the New Yorker cover. It's just remarkable what New York has done to themselves.
That's good political cartoonship, if I can say. Very accurate. Dwayne, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great week.
You got it.
All right,
hi,
that's
Sue.
Dwayne Patterson. Oh, he got the hi, Sue, in there.
Hi, Dwayne.
Yeah, see, she was in here. She was actually in here. Take care. We'll see you. He always gets that in at the end. Let me play just a little bit of Mamdani from last night, because I thought this was interesting reaction on CNN from Van Jones and David Axelrod. So he went into, you know, I think that politicians do this all the time. They try to appeal to as many people as they can, so they're
certainly
fake as hell, right? But he turned into angry Mamdani last night during this speech.
I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
Yeah, so he is what he is, and we've kind of known that. But listen to Van Jones and David Axelrod on CNN kind of panning his speech. I was surprised by this.
I think he was using the microphone in a way that he was almost yelling. And that's not the Mom Donnie that we've seen on TikTok and the great interviews and stuff like that. So I felt like it was a little bit of a character switch here, where the warm, open, embracing guy that's close to working people was not on stage tonight, and there was some other voice on stage.
I agree with everything that Van said about that speech. This was a shouted speech, not a talk with the city on the night of his election, ushering in a new era.
That's interesting reaction, yeah. Like that, because look, what it tells me is the guy's a fraud, and he talks about all these issues to get elected, and all he wants to do is be full on yep. TDS and make a national name for himself, and then eventually run for president. But you know, it's easy for someone to have an appeal like that when you're smiling all the time and you're shaking hands, and everyone thinks, we just need change. Things are too expensive here. But if you start exposing yourself a little bit more.
Right.
I mean, Dwayne's point about 9/11, I think, is really, really interesting. I had one more piece. So this was, you know, a year ago today that Trump won. This was the one-year anniversary of the election. He was in Miami today.
We're gathered today on the one-year anniversary of the single most consequential election victory, they say. This is them. This isn't me. I'm a very modest person. I would never say this. The single most consequential election victory in American history is possible. I mean, it's possible. We've done a lot.
He couldn't help himself, though. He had to say that. And then he talked about Mom Donnie.
If you want to see what congressional Democrats wish to do to America, just look at the result of yesterday's election in New York, where their party installed a communist as the mayor of the largest city in the nation. Remember, I've said we will never have a socialist elected to any post in our country. I used to say that, and I was right. We skipped socialist and we put in a communist instead.
Went right to communism. I don't know what people in New York are thinking. I really don't. I also think, and I'll have to look at the percentages, but you got 9.5 million people there, and it was about 1 million votes for Mom Donnie, you know, 700 or something for Cuomo, and then, you know, Sliwa picks up the pieces. He only got like 7%. But that still seems like a low amount of people voting
it
in
does.
An election, doesn't it?
It
yeah,
does.
A little bit.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.